that fireworks are a waste of time.
Right, good.
You know,
yeah.
But what do you mean, right, good?
Yeah,
right,
sorry.
Good. Right, good.
No, I'm saying right. I understand the information you've given me, and good. Yeah. I'm glad people are agreeing with me.
Well, normally you're a bit more effusive if people agree with you.
No.
It doesn't happen very often.
No,
now, that music is the precursor of the Porky Quiz,
right?
Which is slightly earlier than normal.
So that we're having it on November the 5th.
Because this is still November the 5th.
Because it's about Guy Fawkes.
It is about Guy Fawkes, yes. And I've just been handed the one sheet of paper which has the one set of questions
on it.
That's
the first set of questions.
That's
until
the
I
only
get the first
set.
Three right.
If
then
you'd like to examine the envelope,
the second set of questions.
If you'd like to examine the envelope, this is not being filmed, by the way, so people will just have to take your word and
yes.
my word for it.
Yes.
You want to examine the envelope? See
no.
if there's anything else in there?
No.
There isn't anything else in there.
I'm going to examine the envelope. Hang on,
please examine the envelope. I have one sheet of paper, which is right in front of me here. Now, if you get one correct, you will hear this sound.
Mm.
And if you get one incorrect,
yes.
you will hear this sound.
Doesn't
okay.
seem to be much difference.
It's not much difference,
no.
is there? No. Well, never mind. You know,
yeah.
people have to learn
That's
how to do
right.
the quiz.
You'll
it's
be
not that
you'll
easy.
Be using the correct one more often than the incorrect
Well, let's
one.
See. Mm. Question number one. Are
yes,
you ready?
Of course.
Who played Guy Fawkes in the recent TV series Gunpowder?
Well, this is that's a question about a TV series.
It's
not
a question about Guy Fawkes. Well, no, it's
no,
a
it's
question
not.
About Guy Fawkes.
Well, Guy Fawkes didn't play him.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure, because, of course, Guy Fawkes has been dead a long time.
Certainly has.
So that's a question about a TV play. So you want to know the name of the actor?
Yes.
In Gunpowder? What's
yeah.
your problem?
I love that expression you make when you don't know the answer.
It's not like
looking
don't,
at
no,
me
no.
with an inscrutable look.
It's a bloke who has definitely been in Throne of Kings.
Throne of Kings?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, what's his name?
His name...
And you're actually not that wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're not that wrong.
No, he's been...
But you don't know anyone who's in Throne of Kings, do you?
I don't watch Throne of Kings.
Don't you?
So what I would say is his name is something like...
Yeah.
It's something like Marcus Berkman.
Is that your final answer?
Well, that's my approximate answer.
That's your answer?
That's my answer.
Incorrect.
Mm, what is it then?
It's Tom Cullen.
Tom Cullen.
Yeah.
Mm.
And in fact, the Game of Thrones is the name of the show you're
say?
Thinking of. You said Throne of Kings.
Oh, yeah, Game of Thrones. That's right, yeah.
You know what you confuse it with, don't you?
No.
The Ale of Kings, which is the beer you drink down the road.
Oh, that's true. Right, anyway, come on, let's have a real question.
Question
now.
Number two.
Yes.
Guy Fawkes was born a Protestant.
Yes.
Is that true or false?
It's absolutely true. He's born a Protestant, and his mother remarried when he was a kid to a man who was a Catholic, and then he converted to Catholicism when he was a teenager.
That is correct.
Thank you.
That's one out of two.
Yeah.
Question number three.
Mm.
Guy has an island named after him. Where is it?
What, Guy Fawkes Island?
Yeah.
Yes, I know this. Now, let me see. My first instinct is thinking aloud here. I'm just thinking aloud. My first instinct is the Solomon Islands. Thinking aloud. Then I'm thinking Christmas Island.
I can't give you any
Christmas
help
Island,
here.
Thinking aloud. But in fact, I've just recalled from my geographical.
Why are you covering your eyes?
Because I'm thinking.
You're looking down at something.
I'm not looking.
He's cheating,
anything.
Producer. You may have to check him out here.
Utter rubbish.
He's cheating.
Utter rubbish. I'm telling you, it is.
He's cheating.
Utter rubbish.
Yeah.
Utter nonsense.
Producer's checked out the desk.
It is the Galapagos Islands.
That's entirely correct.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
It's just northwest of a place called Santa Cruz Island.
Santa Cruz
for
Island.
For absolute accuracy. Mm. And now, where in the Houses of Parliament would you find the cellar in which Guy Fawkes was found today?
It does not exist because the Houses of Parliament burned down in 1836 and the fires went right down in the cellars. If you're asking where about the location of where they placed the barrels was, that was under the House of Lords. So the Houses of Parliament are two chambers, Commons and the Lords. It was under the House of Lords, but it doesn't exist anymore.
That's correct.
Because it burned down.
I'll give you that.
Hey!
Although you're wrong about the year, it burnt down in
1834.
But luckily I'm not going to take away any points for that.
Yeah.
When was Guy Fawkes born?
Guy Fawkes,
I need his date of birth.
Guy Fawkes was born on, well, he was 36 when he died, and he died the year after the gunpowder plot in '06. So he was born in 1570, and I think he was born in April 1570.
I need the date of birth.
Well, the exact date of birth. I've already told you April.
No, the date of birth is what I'm asking you for.
Well,
you know, if you ask for your date of birth.
It wasn't April.
If I ask for your date of birth, you don't go April December.
I will say it was April the 4th, 1570.
Incorrect.
No! No!
It was April the 13th, 1570.
Well, I deserve half a point
no,
for
don't.
That. I do.
No.
I got the right year, I got the right month.
No. The date of birth is the date.
You cheating bum.
No, the day, the month, and the year. You didn't get it right.
No.
Question number 6. What name did he give to the authorities when he was arrested?
When he was arrested, and do you know how I can remember this?
You see, when you start elaborating, embroidering the answers, that's when I know you've been cheating.
No, I haven't been cheating. I'm thinking aloud here, because I knew about all this,
by the way. This is all very interesting, considering you said not 10 minutes ago on this very show, I've never done anything dishonest in my life.
No, no,
you should see some of the tweets coming in.
No.
What about the NFL quiz, a lot of people are saying?
No. Let me tell you this. let me tell you this.
I think there's been another security breach.
No security breach. I've been studying British history for a long, long time.
Rubbish.
I did my first O-level in British history when I was 15.
You told me that you did 14 O-levels.
I did, yeah.
Four of them in history.
I did.
Well, that's rubbish.
I did. No,
because
it's not.
That doesn't happen.
Anyway. I remember this right away from my studies at the King's School, Chester.
Really? So you remember all the way back to when you were a teenager?
Because the name he gave to the authorities was the same as, believe it or not, a former world snooker champion, Joe Johnson.
Incorrect.
No, it's not.
It's not right.
It's John Johnson.
No, you got
it's
it
John
wrong.
Johnson.
You got it wrong.
It's John Johnson.
Joe Johnson.
It's John Johnson.
I'll give you half a point.
I was thinking aloud.
Well,
I never
said
gave
Joe Johnson.
I never said it was the answer.
Well,
I was thinking
you
aloud.
Said it's Joe Johnson.
I was thinking aloud. You did not say, is that your answer? You always say, is that your answer?
No, you were so busy embroidering the truth because you're cheating.
John Johnson.
No, you said Joe. I'll give you half a point.
Even before you said it's not Joe, I said it's John Johnson. I deserve a full point
now. No, you get half a point.
You cheating bum.
Question number 7. What was used for the stuffing of guys in the 17th century?
17th century?
Yes.
Stuffing of guys?
Yes.
Stuffing of guys in the 17th century.
Yeah.
So that was the same century he died in. Well, you'd have to say, because we were such a prolific agricultural country, that they used to stuff the guys with, thinking aloud here, crops from the fields.
Crops from the fields.
Yeah, one particular crop would have been wheat, right, because there was quite a lot of wheat around in those days, except when people were starving, and there wasn't any wheat, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
So
if they were starving, they wouldn't be putting food there, would they?
Well, I would, in rural places, I've got to say, it was a combination of birch twigs, wheat, and turnips.
Incorrect.
No.
Turnips. No. Actually, one of the more horrible questions. This, because you know what they actually stuffed them with was live cats, because they wanted to hear the screams of the guy as it was being burned, because they wanted to know that the guy was suffering. Isn't that horrible?
That's horrible. Rubbish. I think that's
it's
made
a true story.
Up.
No, it's not made up.
Somewhere.
Question number 8.
Yeah.
What is the origin of the word bonfire?
Bonfire.
Yeah.
The origin of
The origin of the word bonfire.
Well, the first one took place in the same year that he was put to death. And that was 1606, because the plot was in 1605, but it wasn't tried until January 1606. So bonfire, the origin of the word is, well, fire is fume, right? That's from the French fume. Fume turned back to fire.
How does fume
and
turn
bon is
into
good,
fire?
Good fire. But I'm thinking aloud here. Bonfire, bonfire. Yes, that's what it was all about.
So
it's a translation from French.
Okay.
Because he spoke French.
Okay.
He spoke French.
And is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
It's incorrect.
No, it's not.
It is.
No.
It was originally known as a bonfire, right? Because it was for when witches and heretics were burnt. And they were burnt to their very bones. Question number 9.
See, that wasn't a question about Guy Fawkes either.
Oh, so it's a question about Guy Fawkes and bonfires don't exist.
No, well, I'm sorry.
You just said that bonfires only started to happen after Guy Fawkes.
Yeah.
Which is actually not true. Anyway, number 9.
Yeah.
Who received a letter warning him to stay away from the Houses of Parliament on November the 5th, 1605?
Okay, that was...
You know this one, you're definitely cheating.
No, I'm not cheating at all, and I'm thinking aloud here. What happened was, nobody knows where the anonymous letter came from, And it actually went to a Catholic lord, and they said, stay away, because we're going to blow it up. And he reported it to the authorities, and I believe his name to have been, I'm thinking aloud here, I think it was Lord Montgomery, because I remember that from my studies, you know, Monty,
you
the Field Marshal.
You remember so much from your studies,
yeah,
I'm so impressed.
The Field Marshal, Lord Montgomery. And I think
that's why you would remember it.
Yeah, that's why I'd remember it.
Is that your answer?
My answer is Lord Montgomery.
Incorrect.
No!
You got the first syllable right, so you must be cheating
somehow. No, I'm not.
It's Lord Monteagle, actually.
Well, there you go. I mean, it's very close. So no, I deserve
you
half
said
a point
that you remembered
that.
It from your Chester days at school.
Yes, yes.
Did you have somebody at school named Montgomery?
No.
Is that why you remember it so well?
No, Field Marshal Montgomery.
Yeah.
You know,
so you got that wrong. So far, you've got 3.5
El
out
Alamein.
Of 9. If you get 4.5 right, that's not a bad day's work for you. Mm. Where is Guy Fawkes' signed confession?
Where is it?
Yeah, where is it?
I think I've seen it, actually.
Have you?
Because I think it's in...
It's in a Wetherspoons.
No, it's not in a Wetherspoons, you idiot. Bonehead.
Let's have a bone fire after this.
Yeah, I
bone
would...
Bone fire of the vanities.
I would say the answer to that is... Mm-hmm. Now, I'm thinking aloud here, you know, certain museums around, there's London Dungeon. I would say it'd have to be in the Tower of London, where he was taken and interrogated after he was found in the cellars. So it's the Tower of London.
Incorrect.
No, it's not incorrect.
It's actually in the... Oh, look, they've just popped up with Everton versus Atalanta, Thursday, 23rd of November.
Yes.
Will you be watching that?
Of course.
Yeah, they're out of the Europa League now, aren't they?
Yes, we are.
Not much point in playing. Right. It's in the National Archives.
National Archives, yeah. Well, so, they're in the Tower of London, aren't they?
You get 3.5.
No, they're in the Tower of London.
It's in the National Archives is all the answer
which
I've
is
got.
In the Tower of London.
I've got
the National Archives are kept in the Tower of London.
I don't know that.
So I got it right.
No, I don't know
I
that.
Did get it right.
No, that is not the answer that I have in front of me.
I was very, very close on so many answers there. I'm quite proud of myself, actually.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm pretty convinced, as is Taxi Man, who's quoted here saying he's a bloody cheat.
No, I'm not. That's very unfair to label me that. You know?
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody knows your form, I'm afraid. Everybody knows exactly how you operate, and that's why they come up with these insults, I'm afraid to say. 3.5 out of 10 is better than I thought you'd do,
actually.
Yeah,
it should have been about 5.5, 6 out of 10. I was so close on so many answers.
Yeah, I know, but that's why we know you were cheating.
No, no.
That's the Porky Quiz. No, no. We are the two mics.